Next matter on our agenda is a different regulation. This is regulation 2021, getting better, dash 01, draft notice disclosure rulemaking for candidate salaries. Council, please take us away.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, commissioners. Agenda documents 2253A and 2253B are two alternative drafts of a notice of proposed rulemaking on candidate salaries. Both drafts propose amendments to the regulations regarding the use of campaign funds by a candidate's principal campaign committee to pay compensation to the candidate. The drafts differ from each other in only a few respects. For example, agenda document 2253B clarifies when dependent care costs would fall under the alternative proposed definitions of compensation and provides that the proposed $15 minimum wage compensation cap would be adjusted for inflation. Other differences are described in the cover memo to agenda document 2253B. I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you, Council. Colleagues? Commissioner? Oh, Commissioner Guitart, of course.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
They keep moving my screens around.
I hesitate to speak because I think there's some internet connection, but I'll ask everyone difficulties to bear with me. And if it does get a little bit hazy, I've asked the vice chair to step in to make the motion on my behalf. But I do want to say that this is a document that I'm going to be very pleased to support for the notice of proposed rulemaking this morning. It's an important initial step towards revising our regulations. That book that you just held up that needs lots of changes, and I agree with you on. And it opens up the possibility for a more diverse group of Americans to run for public office, something that I think feel strongly about, and I'm sure my colleagues agree with as well. We first considered this in April of 2021 when I was the chair, when we put out for public comment a petition for rulemaking from Nabila Islam. And Ms. Islam submitted her petition following her experience as a candidate for U.S. House of Representatives in 2020. The petition and the comments received have emphasized, how financial considerations, not just the ability to run a competitive race, but the ability to pay for basic expenses such as healthcare and childcare, impact individuals' decisions to run for public office. A statistic cited in both the petition and in the comments that we received is that working class jobs defined as manual labor, service industry, and clerical jobs make up over 50% of the United States economy, yet only 2% of the members of Congress have working class backgrounds. And this notice of proposed rulemaking presents an opportunity for the public to share their experiences and that hopefully that the commission can take into consideration on revising any regulations. So at the appropriate time, I will be more than happy to make a motion to approve this document. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. I look forward to that motion. Any other comments? Mr. Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with absolutely everything that my colleague just said. And I want to add my thanks to Ms. Islam, who started this ball rolling for us. It's going to sound a little bit redundant from the last discussion, but we are really hoping for robust comments on this. There are many, many options laid out in this NPRM, different ways that we could go about it. So I think we will be particularly aided by the comments on this and from people's, and I hope that we will get comments not just from lawyers, but from people with real world experience trying to run for office, for example, or people who may have considered running for office and felt that they were just not able to do so. This is really, I think, exciting opportunity to use the campaign finance system, which often becomes a vehicle for the very wealthy to try and influence who gets elected and what gets enacted. This is a way to leverage the campaign finance system in a way that will allow more people, more diverse people with more diverse sets of experiences to consider running for office and to to add to deliberations in Congress and contribute to the laws that we make in this country. I think this follows in the in a line of advisory opinions that the commission has issued in recent years, allowing for childcare expenses to be paid for while candidates are campaigning. And I see this of a piece with that, another way to make running for office more accessible for more people. So I am looking forward to the comments. I'm looking forward to the motion and we'll be happy to support it.
Further discussion comments? Let me just add a bipartisan note to the request for comments. I'll say just anecdotally, I'm not worried about this one. It's been my experience that there's very significant public interest on this point. And so I anticipate that we'll get a large number of, I hope, high quality and comments that we can actually use to fashion some sort of regulatory approach. Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you. At this time, I'll make a motion. I move approval of agenda document number 22-53-B, regulation 2021-01 draft notice of proposed rulemaking on candidate salaries revised. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion is carried unanimously.
Mr. Ray?
No. I apologize. It did not. No. Still getting used to having you people in the room with me. Commissioner Cooksey, thank you. The motion passes with 5 in favor. The Vice Chair, Commissioner Broussard, Commissioner Traynor, Commissioner Weintraub, and myself, and with 1 opposed, with my apologies, sir, Commissioner Cooksey.